Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Aux Court Approved, the place that we live and breathe music. I am Isaiah, and today we are here to talk about one of my favorite albums. I didn't know that it technically came out this year until recently, so when I found out that the deluxe dropped, I was like, absolutely, we're going to talk about Ungodly Hour by Chloe and Haley. This is honestly one of my favorite albums to drop as a recent. I'm like a really new fan, but it's constantly in my rotation. I just love it so much. Before we continue, if you're listening, please leave any reviews on any of the streaming platforms, as well as just make sure you let everybody know how you feel about the podcast. Every little bit helps, and I appreciate it. Now, without further ado, for episode 4, I have an amazing, wonderful, beautiful guest. I have Azza from Big Brother 23. Azza, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. It is a beautiful day in Charlotte and the sun is shining. I'm doing good. I love it. How are you?
I'm great. I'm off work today. Yesterday was Christmas. You know, I'm chilling. I'm chilling today.
Awesome. Awesome.
So Azza, I mean, you've been in the house for a good amount of months. Before we even talk about music, how was life then? How has music, since this is a music podcast, have you listened to anything new? Has it felt like a different journey since you've been out?
It does. It definitely has felt like a different journey. I mean, in the house, I will say this. I'm 30, and I don't know what that means, but apparently to the house guests, I was a little bit out of it because I didn't know all the new stuff that was going on. I listened to Afrobeats, gospel, and musical theater. A weird mix, but that's what I listened to. But coming out the house, it was nice to, or pleasant to kind of hear songs and be like, oh, Lil Nas came up with this one. Oh, you know, this, you know, just seeing all these like things pop up. And I've been using that opportunity to try to kind of get myself as engulfed in the music world as possible because we didn't have it in the house. So it's great to, you know, have music. It's a great thing.
You guys didn't get to listen to music at all?
No. So we only had, in the mornings, they would wake us up with 3 songs. And they were, you'd be randomized. I will say when the cookout came to 6, our songs got a little more melanated, if you get what I mean. We always had a mix, you know, but when we got to 6, I mean, they're playing, you know, the Black and the Berry, Tupac and everything. It was hilarious. Yeah. So, and then we would get music during lockdowns. But a lot of the songs were, a little older song, you know, we didn't get the recent stuff, you know, so, to come out and to find new stuff was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool.
Did you not get any music for your HOH basket?
No, I won the HOH during the double eviction. That's what sucked. I didn't get, I got the letter from my family, which I loved. I was waiting for, I'm a big Burna Boy. As you all know, I'm a big Afrobeats fan. So I wanted Burna Boy, African Giant so bad. And I did not get that. I got the basket. I got the letter from my family. But other than that, I had got no perks. I never sat in the HOH room. I never did anything. My HOH was like an afterthought. I was like the side chick HOH, if you get what I mean.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, this is your moment. You're not the side chick here. So other than those, so like, what are some like quick like artists you listen to? What kind of genres do you typically listen to?
Yeah, I, like I said, I love Afrobeats. So Burner Boy, DeVito, Fireboy DML, I really love. Like, he's just now starting to pop up. He just did a remix with Ed Sheeran, the Peru, that a lot of people are doing on TikTok and stuff
like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fireboy, Runtown. I love Afrobeats. Like, Afrobeats is always just a great vibe for me. And then when it comes to gospel, I love Tasha Cobb. She did a mix with Nicki Minaj once. Some people might know her from that. Kirk Franklin is always a jam setter. Israel, mm-hmm. He's married to Adrian Balon, now Houghton. So maybe people who don't know that. I love gospel. And then musical theater. Like, I love all the musical theater shows. I studied musical theater while I was in college and in high school. So I always have that Broadway vibe to me. But it's a weird mix, like I said. But I find it enjoyable.
Awesome. We got to do a Kirk Franklin one day. I didn't even think about him. He has some good music.
Yes.
So, absolutely. This is your first time listening to Chloe Haley. What are some quick general thoughts before we get to, like, any specifics?
Well, I haven't been able to follow their success as much, but I've always been a fan of them. I used to follow them back when they were on YouTube and they grabbed the following there. When I saw Beyonce discovered them, I was like, oh, this is so dope. And I just, seeing their accolades is just pretty awesome, from, Grown-ish to being selected as Ariel. And they're just so incredibly talented. Like, just their voices are just, I sing myself, and their voices are just not on a whole nother level. I thought the album in general was just a good vibe. It was just that nice. It was just a vibe. Like, that's what I would describe it as. When I say a vibe, I mean, you could do it anywhere. You could listen to it while you are cleaning the house. You can listen to it while you're pre-gaming. You can listen to it while you have girls' night with friends. You can listen to it while you're on, like me, on a road trip from D.C. to North Carolina to see your family. It's the perfect album to put on everywhere. And that's not, you don't find that with many albums. There are very few albums that are able to get you in, in that space.
Okay. And just to talk about their non-music endeavors, like you were talking about, like you said, like they did start out a little bit like child stars. Like, they started out, there was like a Radio Disney thing that they did, and they won that and became Disney artists. And then they kind of took that, and like you said, they went on Grown-ish. They did a pretty good job there. The Little Mermaid thing is definitely something I want to talk about. Because, as you know, Halle Bailey, she will be playing Ariel in the live action adaptation of Little Mermaid. Now, for me, I think that's awesome. The Black community thinks it's awesome. At the time, there was actually a huge uproar from certain people. And it was because, why is Ariel Black? Why is, like, a Black girl playing this character? And it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, her voice sounds awesome, first of all.
Yeah.
And she's a good actor. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, number one, she's a good actor. She's in the ABC Disney Rolodex because she's part of Grown-ish. And y'all didn't say nothing when Brandy was Cinderella and had a Black mom and a white dad, and it made no sense. Like, Cinderella was the most blind casting ever seen. That was in the 90s. Disney has always kind of gone against grain and done what they wanted. Also, too, let's actually really think about this. Sebastian is Caribbean. So, if anything, it looks like The Little Mermaid takes place in the Caribbean Sea. And that means Jamaica. That means, that means what? I mean, I'm thinking of the Caribbean Sea. What, Jamaica? You got Trinidad? You got all these places. So why is it so weird that she is, she's Ariel? And also, her voice is crazy. I mean, that song, Part of Your World, is not an easy song to sing. And she just commands it so effortlessly. I think people need to pick and choose. People like to say, it shouldn't matter. Yeah, it shouldn't matter. If she's talented, she's talented. She has a voice to do it. I'd love to see them dye those dreads red and see what happens. Like, I'm excited.
Absolutely. And I had to search it up just to make sure I was right about this, but I'm even looking at, like, the original Little Mermaid. She has, like, King Neptune has, like, seven daughters. They all look different. Like, come on.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was dope because I was so happy to see her. Like, I mean, that's big,
Yeah.
But on another level, I don't think people, I think people should calm down. I myself, the live action movies, I'm not really a fan of. Like, I love the originals, but I can completely understand why she'd be a great decision. She has the fan base. She has the Gen Z fan base that is behind her that's watched her grow, and she's watched her grow from Radio Disney. So she has those young kids who are going to make their parents take them to watch this movie. And then she's already in the ABC casting Rolodex in terms of she's been in Grown-ish, you know. It seems like a complete understanding decision for me. Unless they pick like a new, you know, open call and pick a brand new face, I don't see. I think it was a complete sound decision to cast her.
I agree. Now, outside of that, because that's Hallie. Now, Chloe, she's kind of been taking more of the musical standpoint. Like, I think that they're obviously both still going to drop music at some point, like another album, because they need to. But Chloe, while Hallie is like the soft spoken, angelic type vibe, Hallie has like the strong voice. And she's like more putting herself out there for like the music front. And she actually, I don't know if you heard that, she did a song. It kind of blew up on TikTok for a little bit. I think you're still in the house. It's called Have Mercy. And that song has been pretty big too recently. So that's kind of like what she's been doing. And somehow they still find a way to coexist. And it's just like, it's just good energy all around. But that's kind of what they've been doing. I think they also just recently dropped like a limited edition pink clothing line. They're just creators, honestly.
I love
that. Yeah.
And I love that because it's very inspiring for me. Because like I said, I remember their beginning. I remember when they were just doing harmonizing videos together on YouTube. And I just always admire people who take platforms and go a complete other level with it. It's not something that everyone can do. And for them to do it at such a young age, they must have such amazing parents, one, because they have a great grounding, too. And just really incredible business acumen to, like, make these moves like this. I mean, they're under 25 years old, both of them. That's amazing. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Hallie is 21, Chloe's 23.
Oh, my gosh. Just amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. I love to see. I mean, I love that. That's I haven't been able to keep in touch with them as much as I would want to. But every time I see their wins, I smile inside, because that's awesome. And as they keep on making these wins, I see them as great role models for everyone. But I think about being a young Black girl and not having that many role models to look up to, and I think they're excellent role models to look up to for young Black girls, and that's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. So I mean, we can dip into this album just for a little bit. So this album is 15 songs. Like I said, it's a deluxe, so they added a couple. It's around like 43 minutes, not that long, but that's perfectly fine with me. Less, you know, I like to get in and I like to get out.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, I mean, we spoke about this a little bit off stream. We can talk about it here before, like, I can go to any specifics. Out of the songs on this album, are there any that really stick out with you, like, that you're like, oh, I'm going to come back to this? Like, I think you said it was Busy Boy, Wonder What She Thinks of Me, and, like, Ungodly Hour. So, I mean, let's talk about those real quick.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about Busy Boy?
Busy Boy made me feel naughty inside. And I was almost like, hey, wait a second. Hold up. You're telling me that they're 21, 23. I'm like, should I be vibing with you? Should I be, like, you know, But I loved it. I love a good beat. And it was just like that, like the whole time I was listening, I was just like this.
Oh man.
I just felt like I was just, I loved it. And I think, I'm trying to recall some of the lyrics. I can't recall them right now, but I love the beats there. I love the, I liked how the album did both, you know, it was soft. And I think it kind of showed both of their sides, you know. It was soft spoken and light and, you know, cute, but then it also kind of showed a little bit of a, I don't want to say a raunchy side, but a naughty side, you know? And, I love Busy Boy. That was, I think that was probably my favorite, and I'm surprised I haven't heard it on the airwaves.
Yeah. So I was actually watching a Breakfast Club interview before we went to do this. So they said the concept behind Ungodly Hour, because with their previous stuff, everyone kind of sees them as like these perfect girls, like, you know, like they can do no wrong. And they said that they wanted to kind of express a different side of them. So they wanted to like show everyone, oh, like we can be bad sometimes. Like, you know, we're not like these perfect little girls and everything. And I thought it was cool. Like, you know, it came out with some good music. Yeah. And Busy Boy definitely is one of them. I think that it's honestly one of the most slept on because I liked it. I feel the same way with you about it.
Yeah, it's definitely slept on. And I think that's nice that they, you know, wanted to show, because it showed me another side. I still see them as those little girls. And like I said, that album made me take a second look, that song. I was like, wait a second, is this Chloe? How is singing that? Oh, okay, well, all right then.
How about Ungodly Hour? That's one of the natural like hits on this album, obviously.
I liked Ungodly Hour. I took note to listen to that one too. I listened to the whole album. I listened close to that one just because that's what the album was based off of. I mean, their harmonies were, and I mean, it was, I would say Busy Boy was more of like a, okay, you know, feeling out of vibe. Ungodly Hour was just where I was able to just appreciate their vocals just in general as to what they are. I love that song.
If you ever get a chance, look up the music video. It's really good.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I will. Dang. Okay, that's probably going to be even better.
Oh yeah, because other than singing, their choreography is dangerous. Like it's really good too.
Wait, oh my gosh, I didn't know that they dance too. They're
done a music video or like a live performance for like literally every song on this album. They've done many award shows. They've done performances. They do it all. So like they're the complete package. So check it out.
Nice.
If you haven't, wow. Like, that's so amazing. Good.
I will, because I definitely enjoyed the album. I listened to it twice. I enjoyed it. I listened on my way down, and I listened to it again while I was in my hotel before Christmas. Okay.
So the other song that you said you like, so Wonder What She Thinks of Me.
Yes, that was another one that fit the category of a little spicy, you know. I like that one too. It was more like the beats get me, you know, I enjoy their vocals as to what they are. But they're okay. I'm going to talk about the artist for a second. I love J. Cole's rhymes, but J. Cole's beats don't get at me, you know, very few of them like, you know, hit me, you know, and I love it when an artist can do both where they're so talented and they hit on the vocals or they hit on the rapping. And then also the beat is like, it hits too. And I love the beat in that one.
Oh, absolutely. And just to hop on that, that's a fair criticism with J. Cole, because I think out of like the three big names, there's like J. Cole, there's Kendrick, and there's Drake, obviously. And I think that's always been like J. Cole's like, that's not his strong suit. And I feel like if he went back to what he used to do, where it's more like soul, honestly, like if he went back to those soul beats, that's where he really thrives.
Yeah, so, exactly. Yep. Side note. We're on the same page. Yep, exactly. I love when both deliver.
Oh, absolutely. See, that's where the harmony comes from. That's where I love it. Now, just to go outside of some songs, because I like I said, it's a long album. You only listen to it twice. Yeah. So do you remember the song Baby Girl by any chance?
I would have to hear how it goes. Darn. Mm-hmm. I would have to hear how it goes. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's like well, let me just do
it again.
No, that's fine. Let me just go to the songs that you do remember. Okay. Do you remember a song called Do It?
Of course. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. 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 Yep.
So that's like the biggest song on the album.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah. Feel good. I heard that song before. I had heard when I was listening to the album, I was like, oh, this is Do It on this album. Yeah. That's just a nice, I feel Do It encompasses the vibe of what I feel the album is as a total of good vibes. You can listen to this, you know, you can listen to this in so many different settings. For me, I can think about me playing this on a game night. I can think about me playing this girls night. I can think about me playing this, you know, I can play it on a date night. You know, if someone's like, if I'm cooking for someone, you know what I'm saying? There are just so many different ways you can play it. And Do It is just that song that it's a vibe. And a vibe is something that makes you just want to just dance and rock from side to side and smile.
That's definitely like the radio hit that everyone wants to listen to. Yep. They actually did a remix with like a bunch of other female artists. They did one with, it has a Doja Cat on it. It has City Girls and it has Mulatto.
Oh, dang. Have I heard that before? I love Doja. Oh, man. I don't know if I need to take a listen to that. When did that one come out, though?
That one actually came out like towards the end of 2020.
Okay.
But it didn't get as big as the original.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's fine. And then, I mean, there's a couple more. Like, I'll just talk about a few more. I don't know if you remember this one. It was at the very end. I don't know why they did this. I'm going to talk about it in a second. It's like R-O-Y-L. It's like Royal.
Yes. That was the last one. Okay. It's just me. I enjoyed the album. I'm interested as to why they put that one last. I kind of wanted, to end on a note, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. I think it's a strong song.
Yeah.
I don't know why they ended off with it, but like I think it was like for the rest of your life. Like it's heavy hitting, it's fun, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And I feel like it probably would have been a hit too if it was like higher. Like I don't know why they didn't do that.
Yeah, but, I'm surprised there should be more songs than Do It. I guess somebody needs to make a TikTok dance for something to be a hit these days.
So is there any other songs really on this album that were like big takeaways for you?
I would say those three that we talked about are probably the big takeaways. But I will definitely say, as one who is as rigid as I am, and I listen to straight three types of genres, I am definitely adding Chloe and Halle to my Rolodex. I've already added to my favorites title playlist. I want to support them as much as possible, but two, I mean, they're talented and like their album is good vibes. And at my next dinner party, definitely playing this the whole time.
I've seen the Instagram videos. They look like a good time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Well, you're in Delaware, so we will have some time for you to come down. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. So they actually, I just want to talk about some of the accolades. So the NAACP, they've given them the awards for Outstanding Soul and R&B song. They've given them also awards for Outstanding Duo/Group Collaboration. So those are some things that they have. They have been Grammy nominated. They haven't won anything yet. They've been nominated for Best Progressive R&B Album, Best Traditional R&B Album, Best New Artist, and Best Progressive R&B Album again. They haven't won any yet, but I think that they're like almost like a lock to win something at some point. They're just like genre bending, I think, a little bit. They sound like angels when I hear them, honestly. Like it's kind of hard to come. Yeah.
Their album cover is very fitting. they're in angels and they're like both angels on the top of them.
Yeah. You spoke about it for a little bit, but like they get co-signed by a lot of people, specifically their idol Beyonce, because you know Beyonce is a big influence for them. Do you get like Beyonce like vibes from these two?
Oh, absolutely. I forget the exact song, but I was like, this is a Beyonce run right here. Like I don't want to sit here and copyright Beyonce's run, but there was a run and I was like, yo, this is Beyonce. Like, wow. Like, she's had such an impact, you know, even though I saw an interview and her daddy don't really agree So I saw this interview on like Facebook. A lot of people were talking about it and like they asked like, oh, you know, do you feel like, you know, Beyonce, like, you know, Chloe and Halle, you know, their next Beyonce, you know, and he was just like, there is no Beyonce. Are you really comparing them to Beyonce? I'm like, Matthew knows. Hold up a second. Ooh. They're young, incredibly talented. I didn't even know that they could dance, dude. They can dance. They can sing. They got the vocals. They got everything. it's okay. Like, Beyonce has her own corner, a large corner of herself. Let them shine too, you know?
Yeah. She actually brought them on tour with her one time.
Yeah. She discovered them. She signed them. She did all that stuff. But I don't know. He, in his head, he's like, nobody compares to Beyonce, but there's room for everyone.
God.
There's room for everyone, Matthew.
Yeah, come
okay.
On
Mr. Knowles.
I didn't know that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. Now, just to speak about Chloe for a little bit, because I totally forgot to bring this up, because like I said, Chloe's like more like the, if there's like a one and two, Chloe's like the out front number one person, right? Like, she's the forefront to the face.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, for a little bit, there was actually like a little bit of controversy, not really, but like, let's call it that. People felt some type of way because, like I said, with this album, she was kind of trying to express a more confident side of herself. Like, you know, so she was like dressing a certain way.
A little thought pics. And... Oh, sorry. I'm not calling thought pics. Sorry. Okay. I don't know. When I show some, I call them thought pics for myself. I'm not calling her thought. Okay. little sexy pics, that's what I'm gonna call them.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, that's perfectly fine. She's a grown woman, like, she can do what she wants. But everyone tries to control women, I don't know why
they do.
But how do you feel about that? Do you think that that's like unwarranted, or like people just like being weird?
You know, people are being weird, and I think it's, I'm a PK, so I'm a pastor's kid, and I myself struggle with that to a smaller extent of, you know, you grow up pastor's kid, people have expectations on you. I think these expectations are somewhat parallel to Disney kids. You know, they have expectations on Disney kids, how they should act, how they should do this, how they should do that. So when that kid, number one, turns into a woman and then starts doing woman things, people are like, oh my God. Oh my gosh. Why is she like, you know, showing her, you know, this? Because it looks cute. I like it. Like, yes, I'm going to show off my legs. I like my legs. They look cute. And I feel the same way about Chloe. She wasn't hurting nobody, you know. Personally, me, I call them thought picks because I do them myself, but we'll do the general mainstream. A thirst trap pick every once in a while ain't hurting nobody. It's okay.
Thirst traps.
Let her live her life. It's all right. Okay. We all get thirsty every once in a while. Let's have, I do thirst trap picks myself. It's okay.
Like, if, oh my God, the, when she did the music video for the, what was the song called? It was Have Mercy. In comparison to like everything else she's done, like, it was so out there. But I'm like, look, do what you want to do. Like, who cares?
Like, let her discover. Yeah, that's your early 20s are all about you figuring things out. Let her figure things out and she'll get back to me. I had my little wild and crazy time while I was in college. And then, you know, I was like, all right, okay, got out of my system. Cool now, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, people need to lay off of Chloe for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But so this is, like I said, your first time listening to this album. On a scale of 1 to 10, where you got this album at?
I'm giving it an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving it an 8. And the only reason why it's a little bit down for me is because I'm such a cult member of Afrobeats and gospel that this was a little bit out for me. But I'm giving it an 8 because in terms of vocals, 10 out of 10, beats, 10 out of 10, vibe, 10 out of 10, everything else, 10 out of 10. I'm just giving it 8 because it's not Afrobeats. So I'm biased.
Do you think, well, first of all, if I rated it, I would do like 8 or 9 too. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, cool.
That's a high rating for me. That's,
yeah, it's, I think, a high, that's great. Yeah. I'm just objective. So I'm like, all right, you got to appreciate these things for what they are, even if they're not the genre you typically listen to.
You gotta rate it as fairly as possible. There's no wrong answers.
Yeah.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. Chumba. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, Azza, if there is a chance of you returning to this album, what's the likelihood of it?
Oh, a 9 out of 10 I would return. I've already added it to my favorite. So, at my next dinner party, I'm probably going to play. It's great vibes. Like, it's nice tone, you know? And I like to play Afrobeats because I feel like Afrobeats provides those vibes, like just relaxed mm-hmm. vibes. But this falls in line with that. So this will fit just well in with my playlist.
Out of curiosity, because you brought up Doja a little bit, did you like Planet Her?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I love Doja because she's such a great, same way I admire Beyonce's performance skills, watching Doja perform is very, it's an experience. I personally love her performing. I think she gets so into it and she keeps me entertained the entire time. I'm just captivated by her when I watch her perform. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that because the next episode, spoiler, is on Doja's album.
Oh, so. Okay, cool.
yeah, but I love that album. I love Woman. I love all that song. So those are good songs. So are you going to be listening to the last question? Are you going to be listening to the next Chloe Haley album?
Out of curiosity. Yes, I will be tuned in. Make sure I just started following the Shade Room. So I feel like the Shade Room is definitely going to drop when it drops. I don't know why. I've been to Shade Room for the longest time because I was just like, no, I don't listen to Shade Room. I don't want to be just listening to gossip. And then I was like, you know what? Azza, you like drama. Just follow them. So I'm pretty certain when they drop their album, the Shade Room's going to let me know and I'll go right there.
I can't go to no Shade Room. I'm sorry. They are
I feel
messy.
You. No, I know they're so messy. And this is what I used to do. I used to literally once a month, I'd go to Shade Room. I'd just scroll to see what's happening. But I never gave them a follow. I finally gave them a follow. I finally did. Now that I know that you have it, I'm like, crap, man. I feel like I failed. Like, I'm like.
Well, I don't judge. You can do what you want. I just can't. Thank you. Can't. They're so messy over there.
They're so messy. They're so messy. They are.
Well, Azza, I'm so happy that you came on. Thank you so much for talking about music with me.
Thank you, Isaiah. This was fun. I look forward to listening to the next one. And I had a great time.
Absolutely. Where can people find you, Azza? What are you up to? I know you got your vlogs and stuff and everything.
Yeah. So I have a YouTube. Sure. I have a YouTube, Wonderful World of Oz. I do vlogs, but I also do day-to-day stuff. I talk about all sorts of different things. My Instagram is Wonderful World of Oz. My Twitter is Azza_Awasam. In terms of what I'm up to, sorry, my hotel right next to the airport, so you might hear some stuff right now. But in terms of what I'm up to currently, I have a cookbook coming out soon called House Chops. I also have, I'll let you guys know I'm doing a Celebrity Big Brother watch party that will be in DC, on February 2nd. So keep in tune for that. And then I have a cooking course that's coming out as well too, specifically African cuisine. So I haven't told anybody these things yet. So this is secret. Y'all only know this. It's just you guys.
We love to see it. Are you still doing that OnlyFans thing?
Yes, I am. I forgot. I have an OnlyFans coming up. It's really cool, but the OnlyFans team reached out to me and they want to promote me and like I'm working with them on building the page and everything. So my OnlyFans is coming out soon. Y'all make sure to subscribe, okay? All right.
Go get some pants.
Nice OnlyFans. Nice raunchy pics of some food.
Just so everyone, no one gets it twisted. Only pants. We love the
only
food
pants.
Content,
only though. Pants. Only pants and only faith. Yes, I'll talk about something. So I apologize to disappoint you. But you know what? If you already are an OnlyFans, I mean, you'll see penis, vagina, God. God. Cool. There you go. Nice mix.
Well, Azza, thank you so much. I'm very appreciative. And for anyone else, if you don't already, thank you for listening to this podcast. You can support it by retweeting, liking, listening, downloading, putting the reviews, all that fun stuff. If you want to find me, it's at 8BallBangers on all socials. You can just let me know how you feel about the show. I know a lot of people have already reached out to me telling me how much they love it and how they want to come on everything. I love all that stuff. Just come and tell me how you feel, and I'll just have a conversation with you. As well as you can listen to me on my other podcasting channel, The Silent Podcast, where I talk about reality television and all that fun stuff. Aza, sometime I got to get you on that too, by the way. I would love to talk about
most definitely. Stuff. This is so fun.
Absolutely. But until next time, we'll see you next week for the Doja Cat podcast. I'm not going to spill the guests and anything for that, but that is the last episode for this series until hopefully we get more, but we won't know until then. But until next time, thank you for coming. Bye.
Thank you for the invite, Isaiah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.